The Willow Basket by Adrian Peterson.
The door to Kevin's Prius slammed, and he scuttled up the path between clumps of succulents, wearing blue jeans and an Irish fisherman's sweater, his brown hair tufted by wind. Crazy good looking.
Whew, let's get a fire going, he said with a shiver,
and I threw my arms around him. He leaned back to look at me, glints of silver sparking his pewter eyes. Missed me?
Desperately.
He laughed softly and pulled me closer. Me too, babe.
But before it starts raining?
His body tensed. Right, the thing from your grandma's house.
My anticipation puffed vapor into the cold as we skittered down the driveway alongside the house to my car parked outside the detached garage,
the minivan Mom had passed along to me when she bought her new Lexus.
An odd sensation skewed my ability to relate to the moment, as if my life had split into separate planes.
On one, I remained the teacher, writer, girlfriend I had always been. On the other, I was morphing into some crazy psychic or mystic. I wanted both.
Money is Emotional by Christine Lucan.
Case study. Bail me out!
The year was 1998.
My best friend, Nicole, came to me with a dilemma.
Here's what she said.
Christine, my boyfriend Ben is in jail because of a DUI. He called me collect and said he's going to go crazy if I don't post bail for him and get him out of there. The problem is that I'm living paycheck to paycheck and don't have the money to do it.
The only possible way I can bail him out is if I cash in the stock certificates my dad bought me for my 21st birthday. Do you think I should do it? Ben's really pressuring me. My response went something like this.
Are you crazy? Of course not. Don't you dare cash in those stocks your dad bought you for your birthday. Ben's in jail because he chose to be stupid and drive drunk. He's lucky he didn't kill somebody. Ben's getting what he deserves. Let him rot in jail for all I care.
She didn't take my advice.
What caused Nicole's emotions to hijack her financial common sense? When Ben said he'd go crazy if she didn't post his bail and get him out of jail, Nicole felt guilty. Even though she didn't have the cash to bail Ben out, she did have something of value that could be converted into cash, the stock certificates from her dad. Wet Part 2 by S. Jackson Rivera.
Two more emergency tows back to the shop, and two more attempted fixes. They'd confirmed the new dive boat was a lemon.
Paul had been on the phone for days, trying to contact the company where he purchased it, but got nothing but a runaround.
The biggest group we've ever had booked is coming in less than 2 weeks. Until then, we'll manage with the Porgy as usual. But if we don't get this piece of shit running...
Paul worked hard to control the storm brewing inside over being sold a boat with a faulty engine.
Piece of ship. I like that name better, Reese said.
I like that. It fits anyway, Paul said to Reese, as they, along with Claire and Dobbs, stood on the deck, watching the mechanic not really working on the boat.
I should take it back. Think the Porgy could tow it all the way back to Corpus Christi?
He laughed, though they could all tell he didn't really think it was funny.
He sighed irritably.
It could take months to get it replaced. We don't have time.
Claire had been the one who'd so insistently nagged Paul to finally invest in a bigger boat. Everyone knew he wanted to eventually, but a large singles club from the States had inquired about reserving a dive trip with them, and Claire really wanted to book that group. The possibility of repeat and word-of-mouth business if they pulled it off was too great an opportunity to pass up. You have to get it fixed. We can't counsel on this group.